In recent weeks in this country, two students, one high school and one college student, died, saving others after lunging at gunmen. Some older students and teachers in Massachusetts and across the country are being told to be ready to fight back. In the aftermath of these deaths, reporter Nancy Cohen has this look at what it means to students and educators to be on the front lines of school safety.
Just like a fire drill, students and teachers routinely practice what to do if an armed intruder enters their school.
School will now be conducting a lockdown drill.
On a recent afternoon in the Otis Elementary School, principal and superintendent Thomas Nadolny gets on the intercom.
Please go into lockdown mode at this time. This is just a drill. Thank you.
Cross that corner, please.
Inside a sixth-grade classroom, teacher Jamie Foster moves quickly, turning off lights and locking the door. He's all business.
Hey, guys. Guys, nice and quietly, right? Not a sound.
Next, Foster pulls the shades. The idea is not to be seen. For a long 2.5 minutes, students clump together on the floor in the pitch dark, mostly quiet. All of a sudden, it's over.
Police department, lockdown drill. Hello, my friends. Good job. It's a drill. Thank you all for being so well-behaved and quiet and for being such good listeners.
State Police Trooper Andrew Cannata, who leads drills like this in Berkshire and Hampden counties, gives the kids some pointers.
And see how she's crouching or he's standing, one or the other? We want to be in a position so we can move, okay?
Move so they can run, if necessary. The type of training students receive varies from district to district and by age group. Another safety measure, making it harder to get inside a school building.
Hey, can I help you?
Hi, it's Nancy Cohen to see Michael Bonaconte.
Yes, come on in.
Since last year, Mohawk Trail Regional School in Shelburne Falls has added another layer of locked doors. That means more layers of protection, says Superintendent Michael Bonaconte, who has 29 years of service in the military.
The harder you make your target, and this is, again, going back to military type of language, then the less likely an adversary is going to come after you.
Bonaconte predicts that in time, school buildings will be as protected as airports, but he also wants students and staff to know how to protect themselves.
We do not train our students to be sheep. If a gunman comes into a classroom, unless you have an exterior exit that you can get out of, you're cornered. So in that case, really it's fight or die. So preparing to respond that way is what we need to do with our people.
That's how two students in other states recently responded. On the last day of classes at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, shots rang out. Emergency management there tweeted, "Run, hide, fight." 21-year-old Riley Howell lunged at a gunman and died. About a week later, 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo, who was supposed to graduate high school in Colorado, also died running at a gunman. He wasn't trained to fight back. He just did it. Both have been hailed as heroes. In most Western Massachusetts schools, students, teachers, and staff aren't practicing fighting, but trainers suggest teachers grab a heavy object.
And we're supposed to stand ready so that if someone comes in, we can go to battle, I guess, you know, protect ourselves and the kids. Yeah.
Mohawk Trail school librarian Emily Willis says she feels responsible for student safety and wants to do whatever she can to protect them. And yet,
fighting back, it's just not in my nature at all to fight back in general. With words, maybe, but not ever with something that I would use to hurt someone else. I can't imagine myself doing that.
Willis recalls being in a drill when she was 8 months pregnant. Fighting back, she says, seems unrealistic. May Rice LeSure, an 18-year-old senior at Mohawk Trail, has practiced safety drills for years. She knows to crouch, not sit, and stay out of sight of windows. Sometimes, she says, teachers suggest other options.
We haven't actively done it, but teachers have said, well, if this was a real-life situation, we'd want you to grab all these things and try and barricade the door. And teachers would grab objects and say, like, if this were real, you guys should be grabbing things, too.
Back in Otis, fifth grade teacher C.J. Keller grabs a Louisville Slugger during drills. He says he wouldn't hesitate to put himself between his kids and danger, but he doesn't want his students thinking that way.
It's a dangerous precedent to set, to put that seed into a middle schooler's or an elementary schooler's mind. That is a lot of pressure to have to make a child choose. It'll be a scary thing for them to choose.
All of the news about school shootings can stir things up for students. Mohawk Trail senior Rice LeSure has been keeping track of the number of shootings. She says after Parkland last year, she felt scared.
It was in the front of my mind. And so throughout the day, I'd find myself like wondering and trying to keep track of like where my best friends were, what class my brother was in.
Rice LeSure has also been thinking about the two students in Colorado and North Carolina who died protecting others. What they did was brave, she says, but she doesn't want her peers or teachers to sacrifice themselves. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.